peaceful living and self-denial. This tradition was formalized at the Council of Nicaea in 325. Even during apostolic times, mention is made of a fasting and prayer prior to Easter. So the practice of Lenten disciplines is as old as the Christian church. Up until the time of World War II, Lenten disciplines were strict and hard. Meat and eggs were forbidden, and celebrations were inappropriate, except for Sundays, which are a day of celebration. Today, the discipline has relaxed. Every day is a Sunday, so it seems. Well, as usual, this reminds me of a joke. John Smith, he was the sole Protestant to settle in a predominantly Catholic neighborhood. On the first Friday of Lent, John was outdoors on his grill preparing a large, delicious steak. Meanwhile, his neighbors were all having cold tuna fish for dinner. This happened every Friday throughout Lent. The neighborhood men came together on the last day, Friday of Lent, and decided that something had to be done about John, since he was enticing all the men to eat meat every Friday of Lent, and they couldn't stand it any longer. They planned to convert him to become a Roman Catholic. They went over to chat with him, and they were overjoyed when he decided to join the rest of the neighbors and become a Catholic. They took him to church. The priest poured some water over him and told him, "You were born a Baptist, you were raised a Baptist, and now you are a Catholic." The males in the area were overjoyed, since their biggest Lent temptation had been removed. Well, Lent came around again the following year. The first Friday of Lent arrived, and just as the community was settling down to their fish meals, the enticing aroma of steak frying on a barbecue could be smelled throughout the neighborhood. The males in the area couldn't believe their noses. What had gone wrong with the plan? They contacted each other and agreed to meet in John's yard to check if he had forgotten that it was a Lenten Friday. The group arrived just in time to see John standing over his grill with a small pitcher of water. He was pouring small droplets over his steak on the grill and saying, "You were born a cow, you were raised a cow, and you are now a fish." This silly story shows how easy it is to miss the point of Lent. Consequently, those who take Lent seriously are regarded as out of touch with the consumer culture that we live in today. Many of those who are unchurched are even unaware of this tradition. Those in the Catholic and Apostolic Church are familiar with the season and rituals, but they live lives untouched by the spirit of Lent. One might wonder, has Lent outlived its usefulness? What, if anything, has been lost? At the heart of our Christian faith is the reality of death and resurrection. This reality is played out each year through the seasons up in the north, and maybe for a couple of days down here. The gray of winter gives way to the green of spring, to the warmth of summer, and finally the chill of fall, and then back to the gray of winter. This reality is also the way of humankind. A baby is born, who then must leave infancy to become a child. The child leaves behind childhood to become a youth. The youth must leave being a youth to be reborn as an adult. The adult must leave behind the vigor of adulthood and become an elder. The elder must leave behind independence and the striving of adulthood to be reborn as wise. I like that. The wise then pass into eternity with a promise of resurrection. So one generation passes life to the next. At each stage of life, we must give up who we are now to gain the promise of the next. Modern life isolates us from these realities, these rhythms of death and resurrection. Some fight to stay comfortable, to refuse to give up childish things, to never grow into the full potential of the life they have been given. But others do give up the present for the future, with God's help, and they live full lives. They are prepared for the day when hardship and finally death is upon them. They have the satisfaction of a life well lived and the hope of resurrection. They have that assurance because for every sacrifice they have made, they have received something greater. How easy it is for us not to see the blessings in our hardships, but wisdom comes when we realize every blessing comes with trials. The season of Lent gives us an opportunity to be intentional, to hold the transient pleasures of life lightly, so we can realize the promise of a full and meaningful life that Jesus promises. Today's gospel, Jesus talks about faking it. That is, make the appearance of sacrifice without the pain. Real sacrifice is always painful and hard, but that is the essential ingredient that makes it transforming. You are less today than what you could be tomorrow. What sin besets you? Are you bitter and angry? Are you jealous and envious? Are you unjust and hard-hearted? Are you subject to desire and impulse? Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's not fake it. Seek some guidance from someone you can trust. Father Brian and Reverend Christina are offering individual confession. Very helpful. Lent is the season for you. Choose a sin you harbor and resolve to endure the pain to die to that sin and then be transformed. Let Jesus be your guide. Pray and be willing to suffer now for the greater reward later. Jesus is waiting for you on the other side of the cross. Not just in the next life, but in the here and the now. Life is full of promise. Every day is a journey. Just pray for the eyes to see it. There are trials and there are tribulations, but in Christ and with Christ, joy can be juxtapositioned with sorrow in the midst of adversity. So let us take time this Lent, with its disciplines and by redoubling our prayer, and as you pray in the Spirit, whispering to you to let the grudge go, to put yourself in another's shoes, to seek peace, to let go of bitterness, to be more generous, to let go of fear. These things are hard, but they're not sacrifices, but gains. Pray, pray, and pray some more. Lean on God to help you through the hard times. I ask that may you seek, receive, and act according to the Holy Spirit's guidance for your Lenten discipline this season. Amen.